We're starting a new Chumash Shmot. And in the Rishon of this Parashat Shmot, we read about how Am Yisrael become slaves to the Egyptians, and all the past of Yosef, the glory of Yosef, and the stories that we read at the end of Vayichi as if disappear, and a new king appears in the scene and enslaves the Jewish people. Why do they enslave the Jewish people? It seems that they are afraid of them, they fear them, they're afraid that they will become greater than them. However, on Am Yisrael's part, what were they doing? It doesn't really tell us. It doesn't really tell us if Am Yisrael were really acting and behaving the way they should be. The Nesiv Mevolozhin, in his commentary, tries to find a hint, a remez, in the Psukim that seems to indicate that Am Yisrael was not really acting the way they should have. It says in the Pasuk, Vatimale ha'aretz otam. And the aretz, the land, filled up with the Jewish people. It says in the Tziv, Imaya kavana l'eretz goshen, mehem mibari. He talks about the words here, otam, it should Vatimale ha'aretz mehem. And therefore he says, Bal lamed delo eretz goshen levad. Shehaya miyuchad liYisrael umala aretz levad. Ela afilu kol eretz Mitzrayim. He says that the Am Yisrael at the time, instead of living in Eretz Goshen, as they were supposed to, as Yaakov and Yosef told them to stay as if in one community, they started slowly moving into all the neighborhoods of Egypt. And that's how the Netziv explains Makat Bechorot. Makat Bechorot was a Kadosh Baruch Hu had mamash go from house to house. Why? Why would he have to go house to house and know who lives in each house? If the Jews lived in one neighborhood, in one community, so the whole community would have been saved. What's the idea of Makat Bechorot? That Kadosh Baruch Hu has to go and decide as if which and figure out which in which house the Jews live? Ah, it must be because they lived everywhere. And the Netziv gives a critique here. And I imagine that he was not talking only about the people of the time in Egypt, but rather was giving some kind of musar to his generation. They sinned because they wanted to be part of the Egyptian community. They want to assimilate and become of the Egyptian culture. So they moved into the neighborhoods and they became part of them. He brings a midrash. Mishemet Yosef paskumi lamul. He says, Am Yisrael, the midrash says, stop giving circumcisions to the children. Why? Because they started assimilating. They started being a part of the community. Sheamruni eka mitzrim. De'achar shekavu diratam bekirbam. Once they lived amongst them, Matzu tov lam nishtavot lam mitzrim. V'lo yu nikarim shema yudim. But the first step is to move in. Second step is to say, why should we be different? Why should we be separated? And he goes on with one last idea. He says, V'kvar bi'anru al pasuk giger yezaracha asher hi ha-siba shebechol dor v'dor omdim aleinu lechaloteinu. He says, when we were promised that we would be a ger means a stranger. A ger means that Am Yisrael should always feel that they're a little bit strange, they're a little bit different. When do our tzaras begin, says the Netziv? When we start wanting to become part of everything around us. When we can't separate ourselves and create our own communities. That's a little bit of a critique of the Netziv to Am Yisrael at the time, but I think there's a lot to learn from him to our days too. Boker Tov, Shavua Tov.